The Zimbabwe government announced recently that it will stagger bonus payments due to its tight fiscal space caused by a non-performing economy. This has infuriated state workers who say they should have been paid their bonuses last year. A Mutare-based teacher, Padon Majambe, said he is unhappy with what the government is doing, though indications are that it is almost broke. Majambe said he is now heavily indebted and cannot meet his financial obligations due to the nanny payments of his bonus.
I mean, because they are men. You know, these people, they are men. And if they are giving bonuses, so the business also goes up. And I think the government must do something.
He added that 2016 started on a low note, and indications are that this will continue, forcing workers to live from hand to mouth. Another government employee who spoke on condition of anonymity for fear of reprisals, as he has no authority to speak to the media without official clearance, said it is highly unlikely that the state will pay workers the promised bonuses. Some government employees have been shying away from openly discussing the outstanding bonuses as it has suddenly become a hot issue following the arrest of 20 policemen in a Bindura district who created a WhatsApp chat in which they were discussing the non-payment of the 13th cheques. First were journalists who were sucked into the controversy when it was reported in a local daily newspaper that the government had allegedly secretly paid bonuses of operatives of its spy agency, the Central Intelligence Organization, or CIO. Newsday Deputy Editor Ngaba Machazi, a journalist, Ngolisani Ngwe, and Sifikile Tadebe, a representative of their company, Alpha Media Holdings, are facing charges of allegedly writing falsehoods. This is scaring a lot of government workers, though some of them are adamant that they are entitled to the bonus, even if the government's coffers are in bad shape. State employee Charles Garwe said though most workers doubt that the government will pay the bonuses, they believe that 13th cheques normally boost the morale of workers and their disposable income.
Go time this December, when we didn't get our bonuses, we borrowed money from some financial institutions, and that also has negatively impacted our finances. And, you know, we have been just living from hand to mouth, borrowing from friends. And even if that bonus was to come, it is still not going to help us with anything, because we have been, you know, living like beggars.
The situation is not the same with some workers in the non-profit making business whose contracts do not include any bonus payment. Luis Kahari works for a non-local government organization, said his three-year contract does not have any bonus provisions since they don't make any profit.
As a non-governmental employee, I did not budget for the bonus because my contract does not specify anything to do with bonuses.
The non-payment of civil servants' bonuses has suddenly become very political in the same vein, disrupting plans of most government employees, including other downstream beneficiaries of the 13th cheque. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.